This is a non-ableist podcast.
Have you ever read the reviews about that movie, Me Before You or You Before Me or whatever?
Me, Myself, and Irene?
No, there's a movie that's come out called You Before Me, and it's about a guy who is, he's been in an accident now. He's paralyzed, I don't know, from the waist down or the neck down, I'm not sure. But some woman comes to take care of him, and of course they fall in love. But he's made a pact with himself or with his parents that he wants to kill himself, and his parents said, wait 6 months.
We made an agreement with Will. 6 months.
Because that's what parents do when you want to kill yourself. They say, you know what?
That's what parents do with, like,
time
PlayStation.
Clock on this.
I'm like, I really want PlayStation. Wait 6 months. And then in summer, we'll get you PlayStation.
See how you feel. Yeah. Why don't you wait until your brother kills himself and then see if you still want to do it? Then this woman, they fall in love, but then they still have to kind of check in on, you know, so they do something fun together. I don't know what, like she
rolls them
through the sand. That would be hard, but yeah. And
probably like
the
something
beach
with parquet floors.
She sets his feet on fire. Is someone making bacon?
And then like, then he just always you. Be like, "We're in love." And
yeah,
I can't live like this.
Please, Will. Please. He's like, well, I'm still going to kill myself. And yeah. Then it's like,
that would be awesome.
What movie is that?
I don't know.
It's called You Before Me or Me Before You, but it gets like, it's been getting like really hilarious reviews and stuff because it's a terrible idea for a movie to be like, well, first of all, if you're handicapped, then what else are you going to do?
Right. Kill yourself.
Going to kill yourself. Yeah.
That's great. We should watch it. We should have a sister review podcast.
We should. Have you seen the remake of Rear Window with Christopher Reeves?
No.
It's really funny.
Really?
Because it's right after his accident. I think it's the first movie he made after his accident.
Ooh. He's playing in a wheelchair, and he really is in a wheelchair.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, he's like completely fucked up. Jesus, you know, because it was like, I think it might have been.
Oh, my God. It's kind of genius.
Yeah.
How could it not have worked?
Well, they were like, we need to be able to put Christopher in a movie. And they're like, oh, perfect. We'll remake Rear Window.
Right. They just go through like their list of movies with handicapped people, and they're like, "Well, there's only been one."
Yeah.
So I guess that's the one we'll do.
Yeah.
You know, most people don't even know how to look me in the eye. This wheelchair just kind of freaks them out.
I have to admit, I'm a little bit freaked out myself right now.
Now he could do the remake of You Before Me.
Right.
Yeah, he
could
be.
Let's reanimate him.
Well, at the end, he's like, you know, the killer comes in, and
he
the struggle
him with his laser
is
eyes.
Well, he just like disconnects his like breathing tube, and then Christopher Reeves shows off. They use the movie to show off Christopher Reeves' like newfound ability to swallow air into his lungs like a fish.
You get some rest now. I'll try and visit you again soon. Okay. Bye.
He does this like, man, it's not going to translate on the podcast, but he does this weird like weird, gross, you know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like
filthy, disgusting.
But there's
thing.
Like a guy on set that's like, okay, he's really dying.
Wait, blink at us if you're
just
dying.
Dressed like an animal trainer.
Yes.
It's the polo shirt tucked into the khaki shorts.
Okay, that's enough.
You'll be all right now.
It always won't be like this, you know. Right now, I can't, you know, but I'm going to be on my feet again in a few years.
I believe that. Doesn't matter.
In the meantime,
we're just gonna have to be creative.
Oh.